To the coffee hour. Thought I turned my mic on. Turned on Sarah's. Welcome back to the coffee hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, August 22nd. And coming up this weekend.
I need to go buy a tractor.
You do. You have a bike, but you don't have a tractor,
sadly. I have lots of bikes, but no tractor.
Maybe if you put them all together and trade them in, you could make a down payment on a tractor. Joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Luke Walters at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri. Pastor Walters, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us. How are things in Wellsville this morning?
Things are great. It was a cool morning, about 60 degrees, mm-hmm. and sunny out, and just beautiful.
Coming up in just a few days, folks will be starting up their tractors to drive them to Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville. This is an annual tradition at Grace Lutheran in Wellsville. How long has this tradition been going on?
I am not sure. I've been here 6 years, and I think it's been going on since a few years before that. So, but we've added to it. It's been a little different every year, it's been great. We love it.
So, which tractor did you get on last year? Did you get on a tractor last year?
I don't know that I did last year, but my members know that I favor green. And so, in fact, I just had a guy coming out of church on Sunday ask if I wanted to drive one of his green ones, and I said, sure, because I don't have one either, so I don't own one myself, so, and I'm not going to go out and buy one. So.
Just for Sunday.
Yeah. But if someone wanted to give you one.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about last year, what happened last year. Are there any outstanding stories of people, I don't know, fighting over their favorite color tractor?
No, there's a lot of stories shared. A lot of these tractors, you know, people take pride in, you know, there's been a tractor that's been in the family for generations, and there's stories to tell behind that. And, you know, I've got some older members who are driving tractors that, you know, their father or grandfather, you know, had, and so it's always neat just to see it, and we parade them around. And but we've also, it's not just tractors. We've got kids that come in on their little battery-powered gators or tractors or whatever. And we've had a homemade go-kart. One of my youth made a go-kart a few years ago, and she brings that every year. We've got ATVs and things like that. It's just fun. So
I know a few little boys in my family who would absolutely love to do this.
and the kids get rides, too. I mean, all the little kids come, and, you know, they get to sit in the tractors and ride around during the parade that we have, and that's a lot of fun.
So you mentioned that these tractors have been in people's families. For us city dwellers over here, you know, we kind of laugh about it. But this is, I mean, tractors and farm life,
right.
It's a thing. I mean, it's very
right.
important to people to take really good care of their
right.
tractor.
Yeah, we've got some classics. We've also got, I mean, people will bring their big rigs in right from the field, and, you know, with an implement attached to it and everything. So they're quite a wide variety, so.
How is Grace Lutheran Church a part of the community in Wellsville? You know, this is an annual tradition there. People see all the tractors coming in.
Yeah.
How is Grace a part of the community?
Well, in regards to this coming Sunday, I mean, most people are aware of it. It's fun. We always have a few visitors that come in and will. I mean, the hope is they'll stay for the worship service too, not come just for the tractors, mm-hmm. but. We've got a few people that know about that, but we've got a lot of other things. You know, we do this Tractor Sunday mostly for us, but we're active in a number of outreach opportunities in our community, and it's good.
You mentioned there's a service that morning and mm-hmm. Other festivities. Tell us about all that's going on Sunday.
Yeah, so we'll have our normal 10 o'clock service, and with Bible study at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock service, and then after the service, we'll have a meal in our fellowship hall. We used to eat outside, but it's usually so hot, so we just moved it inside when we built our fellowship hall. And we have pork steaks on the menu, hot dogs for the kids, and members bring a dish to share, and we've got drinks and desserts and things like that. And then after that, it's tractor time. We parade the tractors around. People can talk and look at them and have fun riding around. And we've had a couple classic cars the last few years as well. And then we've got games. We've got horseshoes and beanbag toss, and kids get to play, and we've got basketball in the gym and things like that. So a lot of fun activities.
It sounds like a nice Sunday for families to gather together.
Yeah.
Why is that important? Why is the fellowship? I mean, certainly coming to receive the gifts in God's word are of utmost importance. Why is that fellowship around the services important?
Well, I always think that it's a shame that in our society, in our day and age, it seems like, you know, people are just so busy all the time, and you know, they're doing their own thing. But especially for God's people to be able to come together, absolutely centered around word and sacrament, but also just share in spending time with one another and building those relationships. And I think in those moments, the bonds of faith and being able to encourage one another in things, that's how that really starts. And, growing closer together as as a congregation across generations, it's great when we see, you know, an event like we have this Sunday. You've got all these little kids, and you've got, you know, all the way up to, you know, our older generations, just having fun together and just enjoying being with one another as God's people in the church. So.
Our congregation, and we just had our church and school picnic just this past Sunday. And every year when we have that, I think, why do we only do this once a year? It's so great to spend time with one another and just, you know, in a casual setting, have a nice relaxing meal.
Yes.
And kids are climbing all over the playground and everywhere else, and just having a fantastic time. But you also learn so much about your brothers and sisters in Christ through those conversations that you don't get on, you know, a typical Sunday morning.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, if we want to attend Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday, do we have to have a tractor?
No, you don't. No, come on out, and there'll be plenty to see, and you can get a ride, and like I said, all the games and the food and everything. So we'll have, you know, anywhere from 20 or maybe up to upwards of 30 tractors, but no, certainly just bring yourself. So,
regardless of whether you're a green or a red fan.
Yes. Or blue or orange or yellow or anything else.
There's a lot more colors.
Plenty. Sorry, I narrowed it down to just those two colors. That's true. There are many other colors. My apologies to all the tractor aficionados listening today.
We're going to get some mail from that.
Letters to the editor. Well, maybe I just need to be educated on tractors. So hoping,
maybe you should go and ask people. We're
come on
them.
Out.
That's
you
what
will.
We're hoping to. Hoping to make it out there. Anything else that we need to know about to Drive Your Tractor to Church this Sunday at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville? How far is it for our listeners in St. Louis?
In St. Louis, we're about 85 miles or so right from the city. I mean, if you live out, you know, West County, St. Charles, O'Fallon, things like that, you know, you're right about an hour away. In the car, so head out on 70 and to the Highway 19 exit, and just head north until you come to Wellsville. And if you've gone past the, you'll see the church right there off of 19. If you miss the church somehow and you go past a giant ice cream cone sign, which is Dairy Mart here in Wellsville, you know you've got to turn around and go back.
That's very helpful to know. If you pass the giant ice cream
giant
cone
ice
sign,
cream cone, you've gone too far, come back. So
that's almost that's a metaphor for me. Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri. What time does that start?
Bible class will start at 9, divine service at 10, and then so right around, I don't preach too long, so right around 11:30 or so, we'll head over and have our meal, and then activities, obviously, with the tractors and the games and all the fellowship. Usually goes into the afternoon. People can leave as they need to. So,
what else should we bring with us, whether or not we're bringing a tractor? Anything else we should bring with
well,
us?
Well, if you'd like to bring a dish or a dessert to share, that's fine, but not required. We always have plenty of food, so we love to eat. Lutherans love to eat, so
classic Lutheran potluck.
Absolutely. But meat, yeah, we'll have meat provided, pork steaks, hot dogs, things like that, and drinks. So we're just asking people to bring something on the side to share. So.
Outstanding.
And a lawn chair, maybe. Lawn chair, yeah.
Drive your tractor to church Sunday, Grace Lutheran Church, Wellsville, Missouri. Bible class starting at 9 o'clock, divine service at 10, and then food and fellowship to follow, and plenty of opportunities to check out the tractors as well. Pastor Walters, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Thanks so much to Grace Lutheran Church for being Church of the Week this week on KFUO as well. Always a pleasure to talk with you. God's blessings on Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. God's blessings to you.
Thanks. Well, coming up tomorrow, if you are looking at registering for the National Youth Gathering, registering a group for that, okay, we have answers to walk you through that, so you don't have to be intimidated by it. when you start looking at the forms and the process, it can seem a little intimidating. Don't worry. We will walk you through that. And speaking of learning and maybe being intimidated, have you thought about studying biblical languages before?
Yes.
There's a way to do that right where you live. You don't even have to get up and go to a physical class.
You can sit on your couch.
Our very own Pastor Henriksen, the Reverend Charles Henriksen of St. Matthew Lutheran Church of Bonterre, Missouri, is an instructor for the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education this year. I think he taught it last year as well, teaching Greek 1 and 2 and Greek readings this year. And I think he's also teaching Latin. We're going to talk more about that on Friday. So if you've wanted to study biblical languages,
which I have,
then but check it out. Join us on Friday as well to talk with Pastor Henriksen about the classes he's offering this year. That does it for the Coffee Hour today. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.